The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, excuse me. We're going to go right into old-time radio, Boston Blackie, Hypnotic Murder, originally aired in August 6th, 1945.
Municipal Tower to Transcontinental Flight 17. Municipal Tower to Transcontinental Flight 17. Over.
Hey, that's us, Tom. Better take it.
Check. Transcontinental Flight 17 to Municipal Tower. Flight 17 to Municipal Tower. Over.
Police instruction. Check and see if you have male passenger occupying seat 24. Passenger occupying seat 24 wanted by police. Repeat. Over.
I'll take it, Tom. Better hop out and check with the stewardess.
Okay.
Pilot Wallace, Flight 17.
Be right back,
Tower.
Joe.
We're checking the occupants. Seat
Miss Cambridge. Miss Cambridge, could I see a minute?
Be right there. Hi, Tom. Now, if it's about dinner tonight, you could have waited.
Oh, it's not. Come on in here, Betty. After you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Joe, what's the score?
Police want us to hold the plane at the north end of the runway until we take off with one of these passengers.
Which one?
Say, who's in C-24, Betty?
C-24?
Yeah.
Well, let me see my list. Awfully good-looking young fella. Oh, yeah. Name is John J. Jones. I'm kind of interested in him.
Oh, you are you? Well, that's very nice, but so are the police. And he's not John J. Jones, my deluded damsel. The police know him as Boston Blackie.
And now, on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
The Chicago police have been very swell, haven't they, Rollins?
Yes, Inspector Faraday, they sure have. Well, there's the plane now, Inspector.
Yeah.
And Blackie's got to be on it. We know he was on the plane when it left Detroit, and it hasn't made any stops.
Yeah, Rollins, but Blackie's likely to get out of anything, anytime. I remember once I had him in two sets of handcuffs. The next minute...
No handcuffs.
No Blackie. Chances are I couldn't have made a charge stick anyhow. I've never been able to tie anything on him in 6 years.
You'll be able to arrest him now, won't you, Inspector?
You're sure Blackie's the man, Miss Murray?
Why, of course I'm sure. I was with my grandfather when he was robbed. The thief wore no mask, and I recognized Boston Blackie.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure it was Blackie. Why do you keep asking me if I'm sure?
Well, I just wanted to be certain, that's all. I've been waiting to get a witness against him to make a positive identification for a long time.
Oh, well, here she is. Do you think you'd have the money with him? I can't wait until I get my hands on it.
There's a lot of money in this world, Miss Murray. What I can't wait to get my hands on is Boston Blackie.
Go ahead in, Miss Murray. I've been keeping Blackie in my hotel room until our plane leaves for New York. But I couldn't get anything out of him. You talk to him yourself. Go ahead. Rollins is in there guarding him. I'll be right here outside the door.
All right, Inspector Faraday.
Blackie always was a soft touch for a girl. Here's hoping you get something out of him.
Inspector, you'll never know how important it is to me that I do. Hello?
He won't say a word, miss. Just sit there like he did all the time the inspector was questioning him.
Well, I'll try. Blackie? Boston Blackie, would you talk to me?
About business or pleasure?
Maybe a little of both. Sergeant Rowland, could Blackie and I go over in the corner and talk?
Sure. I don't know why not. I'll stroll over to the window.
Blackie gives you any trouble, just let me know.
Well, Blackie, will you talk to me now, please?
Sure. I've been waiting for a chance like this to have a little chat with you, Miss Murray. You identified me as the man who stole $10,000 from your grandfather.
Yes, I did.
You know you never saw me before in your life, Miss Murray.
Well, I wish I had. Then I wouldn't be in such desperate trouble now.
You're in trouble. You had me arrested because you're in trouble. What do you want, company?
Oh, please let me explain. From what I've heard of you, Blackie, you're the only man living who can help me. But I had no idea of where or how I could reach you.
So you made up the story of my stealing your grandfather's money?
Yes. Yes, I did. I knew the police could trace your movements where I couldn't, and I knew you could get away with it from Inspector Faraday once I'd seen you.
Well, thanks for the confidence. What do you want me to do?
I want you to recover a diamond that was stolen from me.
You've got the wrong boy, lady. If the diamond was stolen from you, let the police get it back. They're in that business.
But that diamond, Blackie, the rest of my life depends on it. I must have it back by tomorrow night. Please, please help me.
With these handcuffs on and two policemen guarding me, I couldn't be of very much help to anybody.
But those handcuffs. Haven't I heard that you can get out of them whenever you want to?
Yes, but I've got to want to first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm more than sorry. I'm miserable. I just knew I had to reach you, and I guess I've messed everything up. No, I'll never...
Wait a minute, Miss Murray. We'll figure a way out. Here, wipe your eyes with this handkerchief.
Thank you. Oh, your hand. You got it out of the handcuff.
Shh. Now let me have your bad time story.
Oh, I don't know how I can laugh.
It's easy. Just open your mouth, close your eyes, and think of Inspector Faraday. Never fails. Come on, Miss Murray. Tell me the whole story before Rawlins gets restless.
Well, you see, I'm engaged to George Atwater. We're to be married soon, and yesterday he brought me something to look at. The Rockwell diamond.
The Rockwell?
Mm-hmm.
That's worth a fortune.
Well, George's father has millions, but he doesn't like me.
Hey, Miss Murray. You all right over there?
Oh, yes, officer, thank you. I won't be a minute now. Blackie, the diamond belonged to George's father. George brought it over to show me, and then he was suddenly taken ill. I thought it was safer if he left it with me, and he agreed. And sometime during the night, it must have been stolen from my apartment.
I get it. If you don't produce the Rockwell, you're in a spot.
Mm-hmm.
But when do you have to have it, Miss Marie?
Tomorrow night. George gets back from a trip then, and he'll want it. And, oh, Blackie, I...
Tomorrow night, huh? Doesn't give me much time to work, but I'll try. Call Rawlins over here.
All right, but why?
Don't ask questions. Get him over here.
All right. Officer?
Yeah?
Would you come here a minute, please?
Sure, miss. Glad to. Did Blackie tell you anything?
No, but I've got something to tell you, Rawlins.
Yeah? What's that? This.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that, Blackie. You shouldn't have hit the officer.
There's a line I expected to hear. Now, listen. I'm going out that window and down the fire escape. As soon as I get moving, you scream for Faraday.
All right.
Tell him what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I socked Rawlins, gagged you, and put these handcuffs on you.
I understand.
You finally worked this handkerchief from around your mouth and screamed. Got that?
Yeah. And, Blackie, please remember that getting back that diamond means my marriage and my whole life's happiness.
Okay. If I get the diamond back, get married. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if instead of Boston Blackie, from now on I'm known as Chicago Cupid. Shorty, listen. When a piece of ice like the Rockwell diamond is lifted, somebody's got to know something about it.
Blackie, I've been out all night on that case. Honest, nobody knows nothing. The only thing I could pick up was that a fella named Atwater owns it, and none of the boys had touched it. Except Duke Walton. Why, it's as hot as a pistol. But the Duke, he's been bragging that he'll have it one of these days.
Yeah, where can I find him?
I don't know. Hey, look, Blackie, why don't you lay off, huh?
Shorty, I promised to get that diamond back. I chartered a plane out of Chicago last night after breaking out of that hotel room. Young Atwater isn't due back in town till tonight, so I still have a little time, thank goodness. I'm going to waste some of that time on a visit to the Atwater house.
Well, ain't you a little out of your class up there, Blackie? You know they got an awful lot of dodos at Waters.
You know something, Shorty?
What?
After the way that Moray girl smiled at me in Chicago, I kind of feel like $1 million myself.
George Atwater. Who are you?
George? My name is Jones, Mr. Atwater. John J. Jones. I'm a friend of your fiancée.
Well, a friend of Lee's. Come in.
Thank you. I really didn't expect to find you in, but If you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a question.
Well, I wasn't due home until tonight, but go ahead. What's the question?
Mr. Atwater, where do you usually keep the Rockwell Diamond?
I don't know what you're driving at, Mr. Jones, but we keep it in the library in the wall safe. Only it's not there now. My fiancée has it.
Would you open the safe for me, please?
Well, now, Mr. Jones, you're a perfect stranger to me, even though you say you're a friend of Miss Moray's. You could hardly... So this is a holdup, huh?
I'm sorry I had to pull this gun on you, Mr. Atwater, but I want to see that safe. You don't mind if we walk into the library, do you?
I do mind, but I don't suppose that matters.
Not a bit. So, the Rockwell was kept in that safe, huh? The combination, Mr. Atwater. And keep your hands where I can see them.
Sorry, Mr. Jones, I seem to have forgotten the combination.
Well, I haven't time to make you remember it, but, the safe doesn't look too tough. Come over here where I can watch you while I go to work on it.
All right. There's nothing inside of the safe. Go ahead, open it.
Quiet. Take that watch off your wrist and put it in your pocket. It's making too much noise. I can't hear the tumblers drop. Come on, take it off.
All right.
I think I've got the first one like that. Mm-hmm. Now for the second one. This box of yours is pretty simple, Mr. Atwater. In fact, it's about the most unsafe safe I've ever seen. Yeah, that's the second number, all right. Want to be a good boy and tell me the last number? No? Okay, be a bad boy and watch me find out for myself. Do it. I'll try the handle now. Well, made it.
My compliments.
Save them. Let's take a look in this jewelry box. So the Rockwell Diamond wasn't in the safe, huh? Well, what's this then?
Well, that's the Rockwell. I meant to leave it at Miss Murray's apartment, but I changed my mind.
Open up this door. Come on, open it up.
Ferdy.
Unlock the door, Mr. Atwater. It's the police. Open
that! Faraday must have flown back and surely watched and trailed me here.
You don't mind if I close this safe door to you, Mr. Jones? I want you to be caught with that diamond still in your hands. This seems to be my day for unexpected...
Keep away from that door, Atwater.
You don't scare me. I'm going to open it. I'm coming. I'm coming.
I'm going right out this window.
Hey, quick. He's got the Rockwell Diamond and he went out the window just now. He must still be in the garden.
I've got two men out there, but maybe I can spot him from here. Blanky! Blanky, stop!
Got him.
And he's got the Rockwell Diamond.
At last, Boston Blackie caught red-handed.